Kemper Catholic football into a state quarterfinal. They'll face Cherokee on Friday night. And talking now with Kemper head coach Ryan Steinkamp. Coach, you know, another year and another trip to the quarterfinals for the Knights. How are we feeling?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, feeling great. You know, the kids played really hard. I played a great game last Friday night, too. Really excited for them.
You look back at that win over OABCIG, always tricky when you play a really good team for the second time like you guys had to, but you found a way to come out with the win. Tell me about that game and what you liked from the guys on Friday to make it happen.
Yeah, overall, I thought the defense was played really well, too. You know, they flew around. They did a lot of good things, too. Definitely made some mistakes here or there, but we definitely learned from it. And then I thought special teams were big. And then offense did a great job of, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage, running the ball. Just kind of a little bit more of a grittier win. And it's great to see your kids have that toughness to get those wins.
Undefeated, you know, last couple weeks you've had to play some really good teams. Do you feel like you guys are playing your best football right now, or is there maybe even still another level?
But there's always room for improvement. But I think a biggest thing is we're seeing other guys step up too. You know, it's you know, we look at the whole team as a team, but definitely see individuals stepping up and playing better too. And it's been fun to watch.
You know, back in the quarterfinal, third straight year that you guys have been in this opportunity. That in itself is not easy to do. How do you guys maybe try to use the previous experiences, this time around?
You know, this is one where we talk about us. You know, like we're 0-0 this week too. You know, we're hungry. We worry about us. How do we get better? You know, we kind of say like if we play our best football and play for each other, you know, great things will happen.
To get to the Dome, you have to get past the Cherokee team that you're familiar with, having played them earlier on this year. Actually week one. Go all the way back to that week one game. I know it was a 44-28 victory for your team. What do you recall about that game? What did you learn about them that'll be pertinent going into this week?
Yeah, no, they're really really a good team. You know, they're well coached. They have a good line. They obviously have a really good quarterback and running back too. So, you know, they definitely want to establish a run game. I think for us, it's just learning. We have to get the basics too. A lot of it comes down to, you know, getting off blocks, tackling, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I know the first time around when they played you guys, they did have some success in the ground game. What will you guys have to do defensively to try to stymie that?
I think a lot of it is just going to be playing assignment football, you know, communicating, getting off blocks too, and make sure we're pursuing the football.
How about offensively? What do the keys look like?
We definitely want to establish the run game as well too. You know, I think it's getting all those guys on the same page, and then in the pass game is, you know, it's kind of just taking what's there, and then our kids can make plays after that.
Let's say, you know, one win away from the Dome. I know you guys want to take it one game at a time and not look too far ahead, but it's been a while since this program's been able to do that. What would it mean for this group to get to Cedar Falls?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be awesome, too. We've had great support. We've had a great group of kids, too. And that's why, you know, we focus on those one games at a time, too. You can't get there, you know, by looking ahead. So now, you know, the opportunity is here to kind of tell you guys, like, hey, you're prepared for this. You know, all the stuff, all our culture, all the things we've been working on is built inside of us. Now it's just time to go out there and make it happen.
Ryan Steinkamp, head football coach at Kemper Catholic. Coach, appreciate the time today and best of luck on Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.